Michelle didn't mention this one, but you know, regardless of actual content, my favorite title for a personal finance book is The 4-Hour Work Week. Escape 9 to 5, live anywhere, and join the new rich. Okay, right there, three of my goals. Done. Joining me now to explain is the author of the book, Timothy Ferris. A 4-hour work week, really?
It is possible. The goal isn't to get everyone necessarily to 4 hours, but to reduce workload in most cases by 20, 30, 40%.
Okay, so it's just a catchy title, but you don't really mean literally 4 hours, because I have to say I'm talking to you Tuesday morning. I've already put in 3 weeks worth.
No, you know, I do mean there are case studies in the books that have gone down to 4 hours a week, but if you're a writer or a teacher or a pastor or something like that, the issue is often having too much volume of something you like, so you don't want to necessarily get to 4 hours, but you want to reduce it down to a manageable level. But I have friends, mostly investment bankers, let's say, who actually say, oh, I misread the title of your book. I thought it was the 40-hour work week, and I was going to buy it anyway. So I think that the problem for most people is step one, eliminating unpaid overtime and work on the weekends and evenings.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Recognizing that in a digital world, there are three types of currencies. There's time, income, and mobility, and time is the most valuable of those three. You can use programs like RescueTime.com, which will tell you exactly where you're spending your time on the computer, whether it's applications, web browsers, et cetera. But you also want to look at what I would call the crutch activities and identify those. So crutch activities are, like email, activities that you use to simulate forward motion without actually accomplishing anything, in most cases, to avoid the important. So most people focus on to-do lists, and they end up essentially having a life run by 10-minute Outlook increments. So you just want to have a short list of not-to-dos. The last, I would say, step that we have probably enough time to cover would be this concept of outsourcing your life.
Okay, so what could I outsource? Let's say, could I outsource, I mean, there are lots of things that I couldn't outsource, right? Like grocery shopping, like taking the kids to piano lessons, like answering all those emails I have to answer.
Think of it more like off-choring. So instead of off-shoring, it would be off-choring, meaning I actually use Craigslist, I would say, Craigslist.org, for probably 40% of the activities that I outsource, because they're local things, like getting groceries, picking up dry cleaning, et cetera, and you can find someone to do that. In my personal case, about a week ago, a certain component on my bike broke, and it was about 5 p.m. on a Saturday, and I didn't want to spend the next hour calling different bike shops, so I called Ask Sunday. So if you go to AskSunday.com, you call a New York number and it routes to agents in India. And I said, all right, I need you to call every bike shop within 10 miles of my zip code. Find this part. Once you've found it, have them reserve it. Call me and let me know where it is. That would be a very simple example. Their service, I think it's about, you get 30 requests like that per month for about $60.
So instead of you calling bike shops, spending an hour or so figuring out where to go, you've got someone in India doing it for you while you have a margarita on the porch.
Right, or do whatever it is that you want to do on your weekends as opposed to running errands. I really feel like time is the scarcest currency that people should protect, and they have not learned how to measure it and look at it and use it properly.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Timothy Ferris, he's the author of The 4-Hour Work Week, Escape 9 to 5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich. And that's all the time we have for today. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.